We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show, afternoons on the Score.
The 0-1 to Mahomes. Line drive left center field. Closing fast is Rodriguez. Diving, can't get it. Base hit. Cedeno will score. The throw goes to third, and Agbayani is tagged out, but the run counts. It's an RBI single for Pat Mahomes. The Mets have taken a 5-4 lead, and the inning is over. Mahomes comes through, and the Mets take the lead. Sanders leads off second. Mahomes 2-2 to Reed. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. The ball game is over, and Pat Mahomes earns his second victory of the series. He strikes out Jeff Reed to end it, and the Mets take 2 out of 3 from the Cubs in remarkable fashion here at Wrigley Field.
You got a cigar of your own, I see.
Yeah, I'm smoking the Joe Burrow.
You smoking on the Joe Burrow.
I'm smoking on the Joe Burrow.
Those are a couple of highlights of the 11-year big league career of our next guest, Pat Mahomes Sr., fresh off smoking that Joe Burrow last night on the field at Arrowhead Stadium. Pat Mahomes Sr. with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Pat, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Thank you all for having me.
Absolutely. So, earthy tones, smooth. How does the Joe Burrow smoke?
It was smooth. You know, I got a little bit ahead of myself. You know, I shouldn't have probably said what I said, but you know, I don't have a couple of them champagnes and things up in the family room. So, you know, back when we played back in our day, you know, when other teams talk, you talk back, and I just kind of went back to that day, and then I probably said a little more than I should have said.
Disagree. You should have said more. And you didn't get ahead of yourself. They got ahead of themselves because they talked trash ahead of time, and then you guys talked trash after the game once you could point to the scoreboard and say, hey, we won. So you did it at the right time, sir.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was a lot of trash being talking, and I know the way I raised Patrick that he's not going to say anything. So, you know, it was kind of a situation where, you know, I knew he wasn't going to say anything because of how, you know, we had developed him and everything and how he was raised. But I just had to say a little bit because of that old competitor in me came out, and I just wanted to let the world know that you don't talk like that and come to our house and think you can take it over.
I love it. Love it. Pat Mahomes, how many Joe Burrows did you smoke last night? Because one of them only lasts, what a good, you know, 35, 45 minutes. Your son only had a chance to smoke one Joe Burrow on the field. So how many did you have?
Well, I had one and a half. You know, I had that one that I smoked there on the field, and then I had a half of one at the after party, and then I had to go home.
Got you. So what was the spread? You know, you said champagne. You're drinking champagne during the football game?
Oh, yeah. Drinking champagne, a little bit of Patron, a few Coors Light. You know, we take Patron shots every time we score a touchdown or score points. So had a few of those and a couple Coors Light. But, you know, it is what it is.
Oh, my goodness. Pat.
That's a way to watch a game.
That sounds like a phenomenal way to watch the game. I mean, like, we all know people – who are fans of a team, like, oh, and my team scores, I jump up and down. Or when your son scores a touchdown, you do a shot of Patron?
Yes, sir. We have a shot of Patron up in the suite. Me and all his buddies that he went to college with and played high school ball with, we all have a little shot, you know, toast. And then we go back to our seats and wait for the next one.
Yeah, it's, and you know,
and it's going to come.
It's going to come sooner than later because your son's very good.
Some of those days can't be longer. You know, they've been known to score 50 or so points in a game.
Yeah. You catch a problematic buzz.
I was just going to ask that divisional game against Houston when he had 5 touchdowns. That must have been a dangerous walk home. That's a lot of Patron.
Well, it wasn't a dangerous walk. You know, fortunately, his wife, Brittany, when she sees me have a few minutes, she gets somebody to drive me home. So I didn't have to walk. But, yeah, we did have to order another bottle that day.
Yeah, I believe it. Pat Mahomes Sr. is our guest. What was the, I'm curious what your reaction was when the mayor of Cincinnati says that there's been a paternity test ordered on your son to prove that Joe Burrow's the father, when you are his very famous and distinguished and proud father?
Well, it wasn't much of a reaction. I called Patrick. You know, we have our private messages that we say to each other, you know, ever since he was in sixth grade. You know, we have our ongoing thread. I can show you from sixth grade to, you know, 5 years in the NFL, you know, all those messages and stuff. But I just basically told him, I said, they're doing a lot of talking. You make sure that after you win this game, that you have a cigar. But, you know, I knew he wasn't going to do that, so I had to have one for him.
Pat, some of us around here, just a couple of us, are old enough to remember you as a pitcher with Minnesota, the Red Sox. You were here as a Cub for a little bit of time in 2002. How do you think Patrick, growing up as a son of a professional athlete, made him, helped shape him as a quarterback?
Well, being in the clubhouse, I think that was the most important thing about it. Also, you know, playing multiple sports, he was able to adapt and bring all that into his football game. Now, I'll be the last one to tell you that I thought he was going to be an NFL quarterback. I knew he was going to be a professional athlete, but I thought he was going to be either baseball or basketball. And him being around those guys, you know, A-Rod, Derek Jeter, Mo Vaughn, Roger Clemens, being around all these guys and seeing how hard they were working when they were probably the best at their position at that time, but still getting in there working every day, learning how to be a professional. I think that's the thing that inspired him the most. And he put all of that into a bucket, and he came out to be this football player that can do a lot of different things because of his basketball and baseball background.
So when did you know he was going to be a football player? Like when he's at Texas Tech, were you still thinking that maybe he'd be a baseball player instead? Damn good pitcher.
His senior year, when we was waiting for the draft, we sat at the house waiting for the draft, and then they called early. You know, everybody knows he got drafted in the 37th round by the Detroit Tigers, but they called early the first day, in between the first and second round, and offered him 7 figures to go play baseball, to be a position player in the outfielder, and he turned it down and got in his truck and started driving to Lubbock. That's when I kind of knew he was going to be a football player.
Yeah, that would give it away. Pat Mahomes Sr. is our guest. You know, he torments a lot of us in this town, sir, because the Bears could have drafted him, and they didn't, and they traded up and they drafted another guy. And then when he played here in Chicago and he scored and he counted to 10 on his fingers, remembering that, you know, he was the 10th pick in the draft and he was playing against a team that could have taken him. Was there ever a moment in the lead up to that where you thought that there was a chance your son was going to be playing for the Bears?
Well, I don't know if there was ever a moment I thought it. I know he wholeheartedly thought it because they told him that they were going to draft him. You know, they told him that they were going to draft him. So we thought he was going to be the 3rd pick overall, go to Chicago. He had a great meeting when he went there and liked all the guys that were doing the stuff there, and he thought he was going to be a Bear. And then once they traded up and got Mitch, you know, it kind of hurt him. I mean, it really did. But he always knew that Kansas City had told him that, you know, they were going to come up and get him. They just didn't know how far they had to go. But initially, he thought he was going to be a Chicago Bear.
Oh, my God.
Can someone pass me some Patron?
Oh, my God.
The greatest quarterback I've ever seen could have been a Bear. Who told him? Who told him? Do you know?
I don't know. You know how they go in and they do their meetings and stuff, and they meet with the head coach and the general manager and all that. And in those meetings, they were impressed with how he did on the whiteboard, you know, calling the plays and knowing all that. And Patrick has a, what they call an eidetic memory, where he can see something one time and he'll always remember it. So they were impressed by that. And they told him they were going to get it. But in the end, it ended up being they passed. They went with Mitch. And he was fortunate enough to land with Kansas City with Andy Reid and all those great play callers over there with the hell of a team and a team that had won 11 or 12 games the year before. And he was able to go there and learn from Alex Smith, who did a hell of a job teaching him. And it just all worked out from there.
Hey, so Pat, on that in that primetime game at Soldier Field, when Patrick is counting up all the teams that did not draft him, I mean, is he thinking about the Bears? Have you guys talked about this since, about how he could have been a Bear and how they blew it?
Oh, yeah, he was definitely talking about the Bears, and that's about as much as you're going to get from him. I was surprised to see him do that, but he's not a talker. He doesn't boast and brag and all that, as you've seen him in his interviews and everything. He always gives credit to all the right guys and his teammates and stuff like that. So that's about as boisterous as he's going to be, you know, counting the fingers. But, yeah, it was definitely letting him know that you could have had me and now you got what you got.
And yeah, we got what we got. But it hurt him. He wanted to be a Bear.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to be there. He liked everything about it. And, you know, he was looking forward to going there. You know what I mean? Who doesn't want to be the first quarterback taken in the draft? You know, so it's definitely, you know, a situation where he thought that he was going to be there and hopefully be there for a long time. But, you know, like I said, you know, God has a plan. And he aligned it with, you know, Andy Reid and Brett Beach, who I love to death. And those guys, and they got to work, and now, you know, we are where we are.
Apparently, it worked out for them.
Yeah, apparently.
And you, and it's not us.
God has a plan for Bears fans, too, you know? And it's not a good plan. That's what we're feeling right now. That's rough stuff there, Pat Mahomes. You're damaging the hearts and souls of Bears fans.
I'll be fine. We need to.
Now, y'all got a good one now, though.
Yeah, we do.
He's gonna do some things, man. I mean, y'all get a little bit of, you know, help around. He's gonna do some things. I like everything that he does, and I think he's gonna be a hell of a quarterback once you know everything gets right.
Yeah, no, I do too. We do too, and we love Justin Fields, but your guys. You know, thrown for 5,000 yards twice, is about to win his second MVP. He's been to 3 Super Bowls and 5 straight AFC championship games, and he's like 27 years old. So, you know, he's like the greatest quarterback in the history of football already. So, you know, I'm sure Justin's going to be great, but your son set a little bit of a high standard, sir, and, you know, I've never seen a good quarterback on the Bears in my life.
Did you know Ryan Poles at all? That's our guy. The Kansas City front office man is now ours. We're trusting him to build around Justin Fields, Pat.
Yes, I actually know him, and I think he's a good guy. I think he's going to do some good things. I remember him being over in Kansas City and everything. And anybody in that organization, I mean, it's a first-class organization from, you know, from the top to the bottom. And they really let you know, where they stand when they're talking to you, and they're straight shooters. So I think he's going to be fine, you know, just give him a little time.
All right, so we'll end this in a fun way. Your son has a very distinctive style of play. And voice, and because we've lamented the fact that Pat Mahomes isn't on the Bears since 2017, we've actually developed like a little bit of a character on the show of Pat Mahomes always being here. Would you mind judging an impression of Pat Mahomes for us?
Oh, no doubt. Let's do it.
All right, well, Patrick Mahomes is here talking to his father, Pat Mahomes Sr.
Yeah, Dad, it's so nice that you're here with us today, and I just want to thank you for teaching me everything that I know, but the one thing that you didn't teach me, or you shouldn't have taught me, is to put ketchup on my well-done steak. Can you tell these guys why I grew up eating steak like that? Was it your fault? Was it Mom's fault? Was it Jackson's fault? I don't know who it was, but I had to thank you for it.
Well, you just came out eating it. I mean, you see ketchup on 2 pieces of bread. So, you know, that's just the way you've always done it. So we never stopped it.
Dad, thanks so much for coming on today. Love you so much.
Was awesome, whoever that was.
That's our producer, Shane.
It's awesome,
it's the
right?
The guy you've been talking to, Pat.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Have you ever heard a better impression of your son?
No, that was awesome. I actually thought I was talking to Patrick.
Well, do you have any questions then for your son that we can work out here on the radio?
No, I'm gonna leave y'all with that, you know. But like I said, man, it's been great. It's been a hell of a 24-48 hours, whatever it's been now, and just looking forward to going to Arizona here in a couple of weeks and hopefully coming out with a victory.
Hey, Pat, this was a pleasure. Thank you so much for doing it. We enjoy getting to know you a little bit, and happy for you and the family. Seems like you're all enjoying it, and you deserve it.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely having a blast, and it's been fun. And actually, I got a half of Joe Burrow to smoke, so I'm going to go back and smoke that.
Of course. Well, go smoke it. Hey, can when they win in 2 weeks, can we call you to talk about smoking that Jalen Hurts?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Pat.
That's Pat Mahomes Sr.
I don't even want to be around anymore.
I'm so happy because the radio was so good, and I'm just honestly sick to my stomach.
That is stunning. Call all the papers. Call everybody. Y'all call your sons. Call your daughters. Call everybody.
Bears told Pat Mahomes they were going to draft him.
He's sitting there watching the draft thinking the Bears are going to take him at 3.
Yeah.
And instead, they trade up and took Mitch because Ryan Pace thought he was smart and secretive, and he thought he was reinventing the quarterback position.
Yeah, so that was in – so Kalen Kaler had that in a story, but yeah, I need a beverage. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.